positive professional attitude that you and your government display and allies it with the work that the UK is doing to ensure that we break the business model of those evil people-smuggling gangs.
James Cleverly is hoping changes to a previous agreement and emergency legislation at home will get round problems which meant the Supreme Court ruled the policy unlawful. The new terms now need to be ratified by both governments. Junior doctors in England have announced two more sets of strikes in their row over pay. They'll walk out from the 20th to the 23rd of this month and then for double that time, so 6 days from the 3rd of January. Schools are on lockdown in Aberfan as South Wales police search for a suspect following the stabbing of a woman in the village. Armed officers are looking for a man who ran from the scene earlier. The 29-year-old victim's in hospital. Gerald Jones, Labour MP for the area, says residents can't believe what's happened.
A very friendly community, a very close-knit community, and there are people in Aberfan. Most people know everybody, so undoubtedly there will be a lot of concern.
The Home Secretary says the Duke of Sussex was treated in a bespoke but legal manner when it removed his security. Prince Harry's challenging the decision. In sport, new Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder says he couldn't turn down the chance to be back at the club. Their former boss has been reappointed after Paul Heckingbottom was sacked. And neck guards are going to be compulsory at international level for ice hockey players. The sport's governing body says they'll feature in all events, including the Olympics and the men's and women's world championships. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Ruth. Well, another rather gloomy day with little, if any, glimpses of the sun and a high of just 6 degrees, and that's going to dip to 1 overnight. Tomorrow should be a tad brighter, but with some mist, but we won't get higher than a miserable 4 degrees. And looking further ahead, we can expect more outbreaks of light rain every day for the rest of the week, but it may just turn a little less cold with highs of 7 on Thursday and 11 on both Friday and Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
No one wants to stay at home. Nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever wanna stop. I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? I can't stand still. I won't slow down. When I go. Reflecting in your eyes. And this is how I want to feel. The wine, the kiss, the music, feeling, getting down, riding all the highs. Can't stand still. Won't slow. I wanna go out. got a story, let it be a blaze of glory, burning bright, never fade away. When the final curtain falls, we can say we did it all, the never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow down.
Kylie Minogue there, who's going out dancing. And it's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about the Moot Hall in Malden. But first off, it's time for music from Four Non-Blondes.
And I can't feel high, and I time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Now, I don't know about you, but I just love Christmas music. And a week today, the Billericay Choral Society are going to be presenting their Christmas concert at Emmanuel Church, 66-68 Laneham Road in Billericay. It'll be starting at 8 o'clock in the evening, and there'll be music features including Bob Chilcott's Christmas Oratorio, a new version of the Christmas story, along with other festive music. And the cost of tickets is £10 in advance or £12 at the door. And you get more information by going to the website, all the W's at billericaychoral.co.uk. That's billericaychoral.co.uk. If you miss those details, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com. Just follow the links to local events. As I say, this is a Christmas concert taking place a week from today at the Emmanuel Church, 66-68 Laneham Road in Billericay, and it all starts at 8 p.m. And for the time being, rather than going to Billericay, let's head off to New York with Paloma Faith.
The days were long and the nights so cold. The pages turned and the tale unfolds. He left me for another lady. She stood so tall and she never slept. There was not one moment he could regret. He left me for another lady. He took my hand one day and told me he was leaving me. The wolves, they howl for my lost soul. I fell down a deep black hole. It left me for another lady. She poured the drinks and she poured the power. A diamond girl who could talk for hours. It left me for another lady.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
after a word from Supertramp, it's raining again. The song was released as a single from their 1982 album, Famous Last Words, and it made it to position 26 here in the UK, but it actually did better in the US, peaking at number 11 in the Billboard Hot 100, and even better in the Adult Contemporary chart, where it made it to number 5. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Berman for her 80s show, Greaties, here on Phoenix FM every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. And now, working a bit of magic, it's the latest one from Apollo Junction.
This wonderland. I've been living in a daydream, daydream. Calling a love stream, and I'm hoping maybe, maybe it's got to be you and me.
Taking us to 26 minutes after 2 o'clock. Just like magic, that's Apollo Junction.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, the A12 London bound, there are reports of the carriageway being partially blocked at Junction 23. But hang on, I think we've got a new report just coming in right now. Yes, it's partially blocked at Junction 23, Kelvin and South, but we still don't know why. In Braintree, the A120 is slow southbound from the A131 at Marks Farm roundabout to Galleys roundabout. And in Chelmsford, it's slow on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy. And also slow on Badder Road, the B1009 towards the Army and Navy roundabout. No great surprise about that. And that's only going to get worse as the afternoon goes on. We still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Galleywood. And, of course, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, and you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. We have temporary traffic signals in operation on the A129 between Hutton and Shenfield. That's due to gas main work. And there's more temporary traffic lights in operation on the A128 Brentwood Road at Ingrave, just to the south of St Nicholas Church. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, the first thing to note is that there's no service at all on C2C. Today, this is due to strike action, and Greater Anglia services are also being severely disrupted. Although, having said that, I can't see of any details of any trains being late on that service. So you pay your money and takes your choice. If you're heading London bound, note that there are minor delays affecting both the Central and Hammersmith and City lines, and that's due to a lack of trains. And, of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at 2:28, you are fully up to speed. And bringing in the harvest for the world now, it's the Isley Brothers.
98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now it's a Tuesday afternoon once more, and that means it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, last week you were looking at the Buckhurst Hill man who challenged Queen Victoria.
Yes.
What are you looking at this week then?
I'm going to be looking at the Moot Hall at Malden.
The Moot Hall? What on earth is that? Well, you're going to tell me anyway.
The Moot Hall, what does moot actually mean? Well, it's a Saxon word, and it means a place of debate or assembly.
Right.
So there we are. We all learn something new every day. So what's the story of the Moot Hall? Well, it was built in the 14th century, we know, and it was built for a man called Sir Robert Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
And Darcy, as we know, with Tolshan Darcy, is an Essex, has Essex connotations. The Moot Hall was much bigger, we know, than it is today. But what we don't know is exactly what the layout was like. The Darcy family were very rich, very powerful. Robert Darcy was a lawyer. And we know that the Moot Hall was built by Flemish bricklayers. So he brought over Flemish bricklayers, and it was state of the art for the time. It cost a lot of money to build. In 1576, the Moot Hall passed out of the ownership of the Darcy family, was bought by Malden Borough Council.
What year was that?
1576.
That's what threw me. Malden Borough Council.
Yeah, well, it was what passed for Malden Borough Council in 1576. A bit different to today's Borough Council. But since then, it's been used for a variety of purposes. It's been a court. It's been a town hall. It's been a police station.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, as we know, exhibitions are staged there. And it's a wedding venue, amongst other things. So, yeah, it's got a lot of history, the Moot Hall. And, you know, it has been in the town since the 15th century, said to be the oldest brick building in the country that isn't a religious building.
Well. And whereabouts is it? Is it right in the town centre?
It is in the town centre. Mm-hmm. If you're in the middle of Malden, you can't miss the Moot Hall.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. So what are you going to be looking at next week?
I'm looking at who was Hugh Glendower Palmer Owen.
I can't wait to find out. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
Lying in my bed here, clock ticking, think of you, turning in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback to warm nights, almost left behind. Catch you, I will be waiting.
See you. kiss your cheek and stroke your head and say, are you still awake? Go to sleep, child. The sun is down, you're safe and sound. The Sandman's on his way. Start another day.
Martin and Gordon Giltrap kicked off the Love Zone for this hour with Time After Time. And that was the last song from Sarah McQuaid. And now to take it home is Mabel.
Lights, camera, action. Star, this attraction. Whenever you need me, I come running. I'm your champion. You know that I got you. Homie, I'ma come through. I can break a promise, but I swear to God, I love you. It's true, they kiss, baby, I got you 100 all the time. If you need someone by your side, well, you know what you should do, yeah. Baby, come, come now, pick it up, up, up. If you wanna take it up. Baby, come, come now, with your la, la, la. If you wanna take it up. Like, where do we come, where do we go? Be right now, now. Where do we come, where do we go?
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
It's the Super Sound Station.
The Peruvian Station.
So brighten your day at the super location.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Deep tracks in the car at midnight. Driving fast as I dip my headlights. Discovering my favorite songs for the first time. I guess they sounded so much better when I made them mine. All the small things mean more to me now. Don't look back, live in the moment. It'll be days until the years pass. So we'll do it all.
That's Galaxy Thief Fan with the heads in the history books. It's Gaslight Anthem and Bruce Springsteen.
What's that you say? I knew you when you don't look too much like my friend. Those history books filled up with crooks, stories I when I brings me down when I think of you now.
Slides, Anthem, and Bruce Springsteen there with their heads stuck in the history books. Just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you once again on Monday at the same time, but stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with Stevie Wonder and a bit of Superstition, but from me, bye-bye.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.